This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our loud and local band of the week. This week, it's Void Dancer. It's our loud and local band of the week, Void Dancer. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get the music, just go to the VJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
I've been doing it for a couple of years now, but they just released their debut EP, so be sure to check it out from Void Dancer.
And if you love the local music, you're going to love Loud and Local. Yeah, we have a big show Sunday nights, 2 solid hours of all music from the Pacific Northwest. It starts at 8 on Sunday nights. It's Loud and Local, where you get to hear great bands like Void Dancer.
I just, Vicky's now sucked in. She's on.
Oh, yeah.
She's buying Kraken merch right now on NHLShop.com.
Which one I want?
All of them.
You guys are so, I can't buy anything.
I just bought another thing this morning.
Yeah. I'm now really?
Yeah, I'm now over 150 on my Kraken purchases.
I got the two hoodies. I got the beanie. We got a puck come in. I'm really excited.
I was just told not to buy anything by the children.
Why?
Who are they?
Because my birthday's coming up.
Oh, good call. Those holidays. Are some good kids right there.
Yeah, but it's like, I want it now. I don't want to wait till September.
Well, fortunately, a lot of these things are saying they won't be shipped until end of August, September.
Oh, good. Okay, cool. So, yeah, so you're not waiting for anything.
Well, they better order them now then, because I'll never get it if they wait till like September.
Some of those things I bought said only 5 left, so you might want to go.
Oh, boy. I'm getting nothing. You know what? I'm going to probably
get something. Don't be sad about it.
They'll probably just be like, they'll just print out a copy of the logo. Go and just tape it to a t-shirt for me. There you go.
That would be amazing.
I was about ready to do that this morning.
I think the best thing was that Steve sent me, we've been texting about it like nonstop, and he sends me his confirmation and it was like, won't be arriving till September 15th or something. And I got my confirmation for the same shirt and mine's coming in mid-August.
Yeah.
I was like,
you have got to be kidding
no,
me.
No, I swear, August 12th.
Yo, Kraken, what's up?
Yo, Kraken.
I did chuckle, though, that my final order of yesterday was at $69 and some change. I was like, yes. It was meant to be.
Nice. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Kyle and Shelton. Kyle, are you there?
I am.
Sweet. All right, Steve, get out of here. Good.
Try not to buy anything while you're in my room.
For those playing at home, Kyle will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Kyle, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, buddy?
So unleash the Kraken, man.
Yeah! In which movie does Perseus use Medusa's head to turn the Kraken to stone?
Clash of the Titans.
Yes! The first episode of Game of Thrones aired in what year of the 2010s?
2010, 11, 12.
11, yes! What network does Top Chef air on?
Food Network.
No.
Pass.
How many times was Hugh Hefner married?
Two, three?
Three, yes. Holland Lop and Netherland Dwarf are both breeds of what animal?
Pass.
What car company makes the Scion?
Pass again.
What does the A stand for in the disease AIDS?
Antibody?
No.
Pass.
What is a community of ants called?
Colony.
Yes. What candy bar used the ad slogan, two for me, none for you?
Twix.
Yes. In what country was margarine first patented?
France?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Ooh, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. I think it'll be close. It really, I mean, Steve's got that Friday feeling. He's releasing the Kraken, spending all his money. And maybe he'll be distracted and not get a whole bunch of interest. Correct.
Okay, then. Well.
We'll see, just Steve, yeah. Little dance right there?
That's right, a little hula dance.
Why are you doing
that? That was
hula
not a hula dance. That looked like maybe you need some medication.
Yeah, well, if you ever see me on a hula hoop, you'd think I need medication.
Okay. Are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
In which movie does Perseus use Medusa's head to turn the Kraken to stone?
Night. Clash of the Titans?
Yes. The first episode of Game of Thrones aired in what year of the 2010s?
2012.
No.
2013.
No.
2015.
No.
What, 2014?
Nope.
Okay, good.
What network does Top Chef air on?
Crap. I know it, but I don't. Bravo?
Yes, nice you job. Do know it. How many times was Hugh Hefner married?
8.
No.
3.
Yes.
Wow.
Holland Lop and Netherland Dwarf are both breeds of what animal?
Dog.
No.
Cat.
No.
Monkey.
No. What car company makes the Scion?
Toyota?
Yes. What does the A stand for in the disease AIDS? No.
Acquired.
Yes.
Well, that's what you would say.
Oh, God. What is a community of ants called?
A colony?
Yes. What candy bar used the ad slogan, two for me, none for you?
Twix.
Yes. In what country
Left
was...
Twix all the way.
In what country was margarine first patented?
Ooh, what country? France.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 6-8. Sorry, Kyle.
Sorry, Kyle. You did not win, sir.
But you know what? Good game, Steve. Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Take it easy. It was competitive, though.
Yep.
He didn't know Toyota or Bravo. Those were the deciding factors on that one. The one you guys both missed. Well, you didn't realize what Game of Thrones aired actually earlier in the 2010s. It was 2011.
Yeah, he didn't miss that one. He got that one.
Well, Kyle got that one, but Steve did not.
Right.
And then Holland Lop and Netherland Dwarf are both breeds of what animal?
The only thing I would have guessed beyond dog or cat was bird.
No.
Oh.
It's the rabbit.
Oh, a dwarf rabbit. I was trying to think, what's called a dwarf?
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of an animal that we use dwarf, but yeah, we do with rabbits.
Rabbits!
Yeah, that's a good question.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with a correct
call. Yeah, that's right, man. And you know what? If you would like to beat Steve and just brag like a mofo, then you know what? This is what you do. Get it done. Get me a song, please.
I love that people are texting in about the Kraken gear because, Vicky, have you pulled the plug yet? Have you figured out which... Are you getting a hoodie?
I want a hoodie, but I don't know if I want the girl's hoodie that's just the S or if I want the dude's hoodie that says Seattle Kraken on it. So I'm kind of like...
I gotta say, dude, like that light powdery shade of blue lettering on either a dark blue or a black shirt looks really cool.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it really pops.
It really, really does. I'm partial to the logo, Vicky. Myself, I just love that logo. But I mean, also having you don't see Kraken. You know, you're not going to see that a whole lot when you think about it. Because I don't think it's going to be on the uniforms at all.
No.
I'm waiting for the anchor. I want that anchor logo as well with the space.
And see, that's even more freaking money I'm going to spend. Yeah, I love how they work the needle into the anchor.
Yeah,
it looks great.
They have this is. I mean, man, I know we're beaming about this. And I get that. Also, it's opening day for the Seattle Mariners. Go Mariners and Houston tonight. But, you know, the idea is that it is, I don't know what it is, but it's like the best everything about the uniform I've ever seen. I love all the logos. I love the color scheme. Mm-hmm. There's nothing about this I don't like. I can't believe it.
Usually you have to grow into something.
Yeah, I don't understand unless they've just hit it on it. And the S itself, if from a long distance, has a little class, like old English look to the S, too.
Oh, yeah, so, totally.
And I heard that was part of it. They like kind of based on like writing on a boat.
Yeah.
You know, like you would see.
So it's a very cool looking situation all the way around. And surely the anchor as an alternate, you know, there's anchors on the shoulder pad area of the unis anyway. But they may, I mean, I don't know, maybe they'll have an anchor logoed alternate jersey.
Like an alternate jersey.
Yeah.
Hopefully in black.
And that would look amazing too.
It says I just dropped $350 last night on Kraken gear.
Oh. Yeah.
I understand, man. The excitement for hockey fans, especially. You've been wanting a home team, and now we finally have one. I want all the gear.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yes, sir?
You have already announced that you're going to be getting a tattoo.
Yes.
So what's the tattoo going to be, man?
Danny and I both. Danny said he's in as well. Either we had to go over to Port Orchard to visit my buddy Tony Mitchell or go somewhere around here, but we're going to get the... I'm going to go with the Kraken S. The S logo, but I might not be opposed to also working the anchor in there.
That's
as well.
What I was thinking.
That'd be so cool,
they're
dude.
Both pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And they're both Seattle-centric because of the needle on top of the anchor.
That was also on top of it. Like, I was already excited that we have a team name, we have this, but I was like, if they call it the Kraken, I did say on the air that if we end up being the Kraken, I'm getting the logo tattooed. I'm like, please let it be a logo that I would want on my body. And this is absolutely a logo I would love. Because it also is like a nice nod to Seattle for me. So it's like, you know, I have tattoos that represent certain things, and like that represents something that's important to me, and that's living here, and hockey is a huge part of my life.
I do believe that there's probably never been a more Easter egged logo design that I've seen in sports.
Someone already got it.
Yeah, my friend's with a tattoo artist. I believe his name is Peter Dominguez, so shout out to him. But he did one within like 4 hours.
That's so cool looking, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's huge on that. That is hell of a show on his arm right there. That's a big logo on his arm.
Looks great.
Yeah.
I remember I saw this 4 hours after the announcement. They wasted no time.
No time at all. Yeah, it's. I have to tell you, man, it's really, really cool. And now, if you're the Washington Football Club, I got news for you. Hopefully they put the same kind of love into whatever they come up for the football team, because the name, the logo, everything that they've done, I think has set the bar very high for naming anything. I can't think of anybody. If you look around the league of anything, Steve, do you think anybody has as much Easter egg and local love into their logo, into their name, as much as the Kraken do?
I have no idea.
It's next level marketing.
I would imagine yes, but I just don't pay attention to it because it's not our home team. And obviously, we're biased because it's Seattle. But just listening to I watched the video on YouTube, and you can just search for it. The Adidas guys talk about how much time they spend here in Seattle to really embrace that logo and make the jersey scheme work and all that. I don't know if they've put that much effort into other logos in the past, but for all I know, they have.
Well, what I mean
with Easter eggs. I know what you mean.
Because we're so new, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, other teams back in the day probably never thought anything of it. They go, "Hey, we'll just do." I mean, that this is a new level of marketing and care going into the design of something that I just don't think pro sports had 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50.
Yeah,
and of course,
there's some newer teams recently that maybe have put in that kind of effort.
Well, that's what I would like to know. I would like to know more about the Vegas Golden Knights. Like, I didn't understand why the Golden Knights was the name. It didn't make sense to me at all, but maybe there's something about it in Vegas tradition that we don't know. But I if you dig deep in the Seattle situation, you can see, okay, because of all the great Easter eggs.
Yeah.
I that's what I'm wondering. Are we missing something from something else? I'd love to. What a great documentary that would be if they took like all of the logos and mascot names of teams and told you the history of it. I actually watched that documentary because this is cool just seeing what they put into our own.
Someone brought up a good point. I can't wait to see what the design will be on the goalie mask. If done correctly, it'll be the best in the NHL. Oh, yeah. Whoever, obviously that's up to the goalie and the artist that he works with. It's not the team that makes the goalie mask. That's a good point.
You are the third string goalie. Jerry Bruckheimer said it.
It's more like fourth, I feel. But
whatever.
Someone says being the first person drafted to the Kraken, shouldn't Migs get free gear? You would think.
I would think.
I haven't heard from them at all.
I know.
They're not even following me on Twitter. I mean, I don't understand this. I'm the first pick.
Jerry came in and said you were the first pick.
Right? Bruckheimer's got my back. I don't feel like anyone else does there.
You haven't heard anything from Ron Francis?
Ron Francis, nothing. Not even a welcome. I'm new here.
Wow.
I like to take you out to dinner, talk about your aspirations.
Yeah, I mean, you're the guy that's lived here. You think he would want you to sort of endorse him, you know, and like, hey, I've got Steve's blessing, so people are going to love me as a GM.
I got nothing, BJ. Nothing. It's a sore subject. I want to just gloss over that and forget about that part and just focus on the positives. As the first goalie ever picked by them, I'm completely feeling disrespected.
Maybe they're just busy, Steve.
That could be
what it is. They're just busy.
How hard is it to hit a follow button, man?
Apparently very hard. We got a guy that has made a career out of eating chicken wings who's just admitted that, you know, he now hates them. Why? You're going to hear from him at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Don't know if you know this guy, Sean Evans. He is the host of Hot Ones. You know that that YouTube show where he interviews celebrities while they eat wings with hotter and hotter sauces.
Does he do the video game? Not the video game, the game show version as well? Now there's one where it's not just him talking to celebrities, but he plays the game while people are eating hot wings, which is pretty awesome.
Damn.
He's the hot wing guy.
He's hosted over 244 episodes, pretty much. They've got 40 million viewers on YouTube.
I love his interviews, man. Not only because it's funny to watch him and a celebrity struggle as they eat hot wings, but I think he asks good questions.
And he says he never wants to eat wings again.
This show has 100% ruined wings for me. That's not a Super Bowl appetizer that I'll ever partake in again. Mm-hmm. And then two is it's like everyone's like, oh, we got to get wings. Or they think I'm an encyclopedia of wing spots. Like, hey, I'm in Seattle. Where's the best place to get wings? Like, I automatically know everything about wings. But it is ruined wings. I can't look at wings. If I'm off the clock, I feel like I'm at work. I can't stand wings.
You know, I heard people say that used to work at the donut shops. I thought, you must have the greatest job in the world. And they would always tell me, you don't understand. I don't ever want to see donuts again.
I don't know if I'd ever get to that point in my life where I would not like wings. Like, once he said Seattle, I'm like, oh, we could go to Wing Dome or Buffalo Wild Wings or there's this place. Or
try 244 episodes with all those hot sauces and then we'll get back to you.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. In this clip here,
I like to find out though.
You really?
Yes.
Okay.
Ever since college, when I first discovered chicken wings, I've never turned back.
I don't want to not like a food, so I don't want to get to that point where that. In fact, I don't want it anymore because I get it. It's in his brain. That's his job. And so if he's looking at wings, it like reminds him like, oh, I'm back at work and, you know, and that's not vacation time for him. So it's not fun time, which is really sad that what's fun time for everybody, which is, hey, go get some wings, is not fun time for Sean Evans.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm never going to invite him to get some chicken wings here in Seattle.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah, at least you know the spots. You can help him out anyway. At least that way he can be an encyclopedia thanks to you. He also, Sean Evans, talks about how he's become a bit of a connoisseur on fine hot sauces.
The hot sauce, it's actually opened my eyes to this whole new world because we work with so many hot sauce makers to put these new bottles on the show every season. And then from going to the hot sauce expos and talking to pepper growers, it's exposed me to the whole subculture of hot sauce, which is... I'm a geek about hot sauce.
All right, so he's still, at least he loves that. He's still digging that, but put hot sauce, I guess, on something else, not wings.
Oh, I hate when someone tells us like a bad thing. It says, I met this guy, Sean Evans, at the Brooklyn Hot Sauce Expo. He was the biggest D-bag ever. Rude to everyone. I haven't watched Hot Ones since.
Oh, wow.
Man, he just burst in my bubble.
Where's he from? Maybe it's just that maybe he's just a Northeasterner.
Maybe he just had a bad wing and he was having a bad day.
I mean, the guy has got like hot sauce jammed in his mouth a lot, and that's not a pleasant experience.
Well, I don't know if he's just walking around with chicken wings in his face.
You never know.
Wow. And he's from Chicago.
Oh, all right. Well,
oh, he probably is a jerk. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they have a slight attitude in Chicago, nothing compared to Northeasterners, but they still have attitude in Chicago. So it's possible that, you know what, you just run into a guy with attitude.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, yes, the host of the show, Hot One, says that because of his own show, he now hates chicken wings. Based on this, we want to know, what is something that you used to love, but now you can't stand? Or maybe it's the other way around. What is something that you hated, but you now love it? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What's something you used to love, but you now can't stand? Or something you hated, but now you love it? Your call is your text after Marcy Playground on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So Sean Evans, the host of the show Hot Ones, says because of that show, he now hates chicken wings. Based on this, what is something you used to love but you now can't stand, or something that you hated but you now love? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Pizza's coming up from a few people. One person says, my roommate worked at Pagliacci Pizza in Seattle. I've never had pizza. I used to have pizza every day for about a year. And now I can't eat pizza anymore.
That's a travesty.
It's ruined it for me.
Wow. That is a travesty. I, of course, will tell you this. Like, you would like to see if you could try chicken wings forever. Mm-hmm. Pagliacci's, I would like to try Nona's pasta and see if I could ever get sick of that because it's so damn good.
Nona's pasta. I don't know if I've had
You've
that.
Never had that? Oh, it's such a treat. Oh. It's like baked pasta with the cheese and the sauce. And you can get it with sausage or chicken or just by itself.
Okay.
Oh, it's good.
Someone says, I worked at a movie theater for 5 years, ate free popcorn on every one of my shifts, never got tired of it. I still eat popcorn every time I go to a movie. Attaboy.
Yeah, right?
That's Steve's boy right there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could eat popcorn. Well, I could. I do. I eat popcorn, I'd say, 5 out of the 7 days of the week.
Do you really?
Yes.
Like, is it in your car?
It's not. No, no. At home, like, we always, you know, have dinner, and then we'll have a little treat, whatever it may be. It could be like a brownie. It could be... some cool concoction my wife will make that's like a cookie with ice cream on it or something. Like, nothing crazy.
Wow, this is every night.
Pretty much.
Wow, you know, I gotta say, I didn't know life was that good for you. I just picture you with you. I'll just take my one little scoop of ice cream on a spoon, thank you. No. You're getting some nice desserts.
Okay, we're getting a little too nerdy on this, but you guys, a little too much of a peek inside my personal life. When we have popcorn, that's the only time that I get that spoon of ice cream for some reason. I don't know why.
So, like, you know, it's like, here's a little topper.
It's almost like it's an appetizer to my popcorn.
Oh.
As the popcorn's popping, she grabs the ice cream pint. Why am I explaining all this to you guys?
Awesome.
But and then Tim's like, here you go. Really, and then I finish it. Tatum stares at me, tries to grab the spoon, and then Lulu, once I'm finished, starts licking the spoon.
So can I ask you a question?
It's just a crap
so
show.
The wife does the popcorn, pops the popcorn, and then comes in with a little spoon and serves you like little Lord Fauntleroy.
Well, before the popcorn's fully popped, it's like, yeah, so she'll give me the spoon and then goes back in the kitchen. Like a good wife should, right, boys? No, I'm kidding. And then finishes the popcorn.
It feels like, though, that's a pretty good arrangement for you.
I am not saying this as a complaint.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I am shocked that this is the routine. It's a wonderful, awesome routine.
I look forward to it every night, BJ.
Yeah.
You watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, or, you know, or that rock reality show where he's competing with people. Titan Games.
Look at you. You're living a good life.
Never said
Seriously,
I wasn't.
I mean, you're watching your show. She's making you popcorn. And because it's like, it's an eternity before that popcorn gets popped, let me get him a treat.
Right. I need to tie him over.
Yeah.
With a spoon of ice cream.
I got to tell you something right now. I don't know what you did, but you did it right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not her. Sure. Yeah. I am not. That's quite masterful.
I did her and I did her right.
Oh,
my. No? Okay. Gone too far?
Yeah, that's...
My bad.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations to you. You're a charmer from way back.
Well, I see your son's in the room.
Oh, great. I can't
Joey D's
find
nuts.
Out what something he used to love and hates or vice versa. What do you got there, Joe?
Dude, I used to hate hummus with a passion. I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world. One, I hated garbanzo beans. Two, why would you grind them up and make them into a paste when you could just have queso dip? But I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, 26... I hit a year, went over to BJ's house. He was gaming, and I see some hummus out there. And it in my mind, I didn't know what it was. Tried it. Boom. Loved it. Of course, what he does, he comes up to me. Joe, you know that's hummus, right? It is? Starts giving me a bunch of crap. Oh, here's the guy who yelled at me for not liking hummus for years. And oh, my gosh, never heard the end of it.
Yeah.
And now every time I go to his house.
You're hummus gatekeeping him?
Because it was my hummus. The next thing I know, he's taking it all. And I'm like, what are you doing? You don't like hummus. Otherwise, I would have bought more hummus. Like, I had a ration. There's nobody coming at me with a spoon, Steve. There's no popcorn.
No.
Nobody's feeding me a little hummus spoon. No, it's just Joey, the predator, going, I'm taking all your hummus.
I do have a question, though. How long does one container of hummus last, you guys?
I don't even know. I don't eat hummus.
What?
Yeah, probably a couple days for me, to be perfectly honest.
Week and a half, usually.
Sometimes we go to a restaurant and my wife will get a hummus plate as an appetizer and that's when I'll eat hummus. I don't have issues with hummus, but I'm never at home going, babe, can I get some of that hummus?
Oh, are you kidding me?
She's got a thing of hummus in there all the time. I think she eats it.
Dude, a lot of people love hummus because if you go to a supermarket, you'll see just the ridiculous whole section of hummus.
She's got like that fancy pants one with the red lid and then it's got like a bunch of like oil and juice in the middle.
Oh, Sabra, you talking Sabra?
Yeah.
I think Sabra's the red lid one.
Yep. So good.
Yeah, Sabra's they're pretty decent. But I'll tell you the simple truth, which I think is the QFC brand, if I'm not mistaken, or either that or Safeway, whatever local brand they have. Theirs is pretty good, too.
Hmm. Yeah.
Hummus is good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Robert in Seattle. Robert, you are on the rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Robert. How about you? What's something either you hated and you love or vice-y to the verse-y?
So don't cut me off yet, but I actually used to hate ice skating. My father figure used to take me tagging along with him whenever he would go. I was at a really young age, probably about 3 or 4. And eventually it started to click, ended up loving it. I wanted to give a quick shout out to Peggy McAllen, who was a figure skating teacher of mine for years, a retired gold medalist. And Steve McQueen, who also taught and coached kids over at Highland Ice Arena up in Shoreline.
Nice shout out there.
But well, Pippi McQueen?
Steve McQueen.
He said Steve McQueen. But Pippi, who was the other
Pippi Longstockings?
I'm sorry, guys?
Who was the other person that you said? That you
Her name was Peggy McAllen. She also taught up there. Pippi. Retired gold medalist, figure skater.
I thought you said Pippi.
Pippi Longstockings, I think, is who you're thinking of.
Peggy McAllen.
Good old Peggy McAllen. Robert, appreciate that. Glad you... Well, look, skating is fun if you can do it. My ankles were always too weak, and nobody ever knew that, and people always said, what the F is your problem?
We could get you one of those walkers as you're out there. Like, you hold the walker with the ice skates on, like the kids
do. Like a baby walker?
Yeah. They have, like, a little thing that looks like a walker, or they have things that are, like, look like characters, like almost like floaties, like a whale.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, they're more meant for children, but I'm sure, you know, Jimmy Huskross over at Snow King Ice, I'm sure he'll hook you up.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the look I want right there. I mean, at this point,
I want you to have that look.
At this point, why not? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I'm going to be at a walker soon anyway, so why not practice on the ice for what I'll be doing in real life? Let's go to Josh in Bremerton, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Josh, what is something that you hated but you now love?
Well, I didn't know I hated it, but when I was a kid, my mom always told me that I was allergic to onions, and we'd, like, go to McDonald's, and if they'd accidentally put onions on our stuff, she'd freak out and say, my son's deathly allergic to onions, and we'd get a bunch of free food out of it and all this stuff. Well, I grew up, and I slowly started trying onions, and I realized I actually love them.
So then, were you ever really allergic to them, or was she just trying to scam them?
No, my mom, we were pretty ghetto. My mom was just trying to scam them, I think. I mean, I never had any allergic reactions,
Well, she's a genius, actually. I haven't even thought about that, because onions are tasty, and you can say you're allergic to them, and you get them that is pretty sweet. I'm going to have to try that. Nice. That's pretty awesome. Thanks for the call, Josh.
How about we got a text that says, Paul, I called you back in November, and I got a heart transplant. Since getting the transplant, I now love raw tomatoes. And I can eat them plain. And I freaking love Brussels sprouts now.
Oh. Ever since the heart transplant. Isn't that trippy? That is so weird. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, is there anything at my age now that I like that I haven't liked before? I really feel like my palate's pretty much locked in right now. I can't imagine all of a sudden me liking stuff and not liking stuff.
Well, don't they say your taste changes like every 5 years?
Does it really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know how true that is or not. But there's been some things. I don't know if alcohol is involved in it, but I used to hate tequila. Granted, I had a couple of really bad nights of tequila. Like, I mean, I really hated tequila. The idea of even going around it would like be like, no, I'm not doing, I'm not, I would treat it like it was a drug. If someone's like, you want a shot of tequila? I'm like, I'm not doing tequila. Like, I was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
But recently, in the last couple of years, I had some, maybe I just had better tequila, but now I love tequila.
Oh, interesting. You know what? I haven't noticed. I mean, I still like a lot of stuff that I've always liked, like especially like junk food. You would think that I would be like, because I've loved Zingers for the longest time. You'd think at some point my palate would be like, look, dude, you've had great desserts. You've had great food, higher level than just, you know, snack food like that. And yet, you know what, man? I try the Zingers and I go, I still love these. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to have to pay attention, Steve, if it is every 5 years. I'm going to have to see if, in fact, something has changed.
I'm no scientist. Don't quote me on this, but I remember reading it somewhere.
Wait, you're not a scientist?
Wait a minute. Hey. Are you sure? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Again, we're asking you the question about what was something you hated that you now love or something you used to love but you can't stand.
Someone says, Daniel will probably understand this one. I worked at Dairy Queen for 2 years. I haven't eaten ice cream since being covered in it every day and always smelling like cones. I think the last blizzard I had was 8 years
that's
ago.
That's so sad.
100%. And especially because the thing that you don't realize is that it gets all over your shirt and you end up smelling like rotten milk.
Oh, that's, by the end of
it. So it's like the ice cream smells delicious when you're making it, but then you go home and you're sweaty and you just smell like
and it curdles
milk.
A little bit.
It's just like you can't almost eat it the same way anymore.
Oh, dude, I hadn't even thought about that.
Never work at Dairy Queen.
No.
Because I don't want to have that happen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, dude. That sucks.
So it says they used to make scones at the Puyallup Fair. I can't stand them even though I haven't touched them in years now.
What?
Oh,
that's sad, too. That's so sad.
I think every weekend, I think they're still doing it. They have the scone truck outside of the fair.
I know, and somebody named Steve, I thought, was going to get some for us.
Yeah, do the drive-thru, man.
I think they're finished. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean to.
You promised us. I remember
this
conversation.
Yeah, you did promise.
And you have not come through.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll try this weekend.
Maybe I'll try. You know what Yoda would say to you? Get the F out, you force loser.
Yeah, I didn't even say I'll try. Like, that's already saying that there's a good chance I won't.
Yeah, that's a Seattle no.
But I said maybe there's a good chance that I won't even do it.
The F out you must get.
Do or do not.
Yeah. I'm not sure, Yoda. I might.
Scones you must get, you effing ale.
Whoa. Wow. Damn, Yoda got mad.
Yoda's pissed, I'll be honest with you.
I've never heard Yoda talk like that to Luke.
Yoda wants a scone.
Listen, let me tell you, Luke never, ever kept scones from Yoda. Otherwise, there would have been stuff going down.
That's true. Never gave him Yoda anything with jelly inside of it.
Yeah.
Butter.
Yeah. Mm, so good.
So good.
We got a dude that's a millionaire right now. And why? All thanks to a handshake from nearly 20 years ago. You're going to hear from this guy at 747. On The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.